Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979 changed the lives of pretty much everyone there. It also had an impact on some Americans. Take the man at the center of our next story. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
I brought a lot of pictures for you.
Cyrus Copeland opens up the folder and lays out the documents on the table.
This one is actually the Department of State document.
Letters, pictures, newspaper clippings. Some of them are decades old. Until recently, these yellow, almost crumbling documents were pinned to a wall at Cyrus's house in New York City.
Well, you know, I'd kind of seen these detective stories like Sherlock Holmes, like the procedurals that you occasionally see on television. That's what they do. They kind of put documents on a wall, hoping that a clue might come out and it might fall into place.
What was the question that you were trying to answer?
Was my father a CIA agent?
Was his father a CIA agent? That's what Cyrus Copeland, son of Max Copeland, wanted to know. And it all goes back to the late 1970s. Before the Islamic Revolution, an American living in Iran wasn't unheard of. Max Copeland was one of them. He met a beautiful, young Iranian woman in Washington, D.C., fell in love, and married her. Soon, the couple and their two children settled down in Iran. She was a principal at a local school. He worked for Westinghouse, an American company that sold defense equipment to Iran's Air Force. Max Copeland loved Iran.
Every weekend, he would kind of lead us into another little adventure in that country, whether it was up into her mountains or down into her gorgeous valleys or into the bazaar where everyday life was taking place. There was my father, who was the tour guide.
Then came the moment that changed everything. A revolution. Higher-ups in Westinghouse rushed to close up shop in Iran. They made Max responsible. But packing up things like radar and other defense equipment, that didn't go unnoticed.
A couple of weeks after the hostage crisis, he didn't come home one night. And we had no idea what had happened to him. And it was only later found out by my mother that he had been arrested and would soon be tried as a CIA agent.
Cyrus's mom pleaded to the U.S. government for help. Nothing. The family was left on its own. Cyrus says his mother felt it was up to her to save her husband and her family. And she did. Still, 35 years later, sitting at his home in New York City, Cyrus wanted to get to the bottom of his father's case. Besides the question, did he work for the CIA, he wanted to know why the U.S. government didn't do anything to help.
This is the response that they gave to me after filing that FOIA request. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it says, the CIA can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of records responsive to my request for information about my dad.
Cyrus reached out to a lawyer called David Smallman. He's handled a couple of high-profile cases involving the intelligence community. Smallman says to the CIA, secrets are secrets, no matter if they're from more than 30 years ago. What Cyrus was asking for could be costly.
The secrets that would come out of that information, there's no telling whether that will result in losing one of your officers, giving away a source and method that will enable enemies of the United States.
And so
basically, Cyrus Copeland himself became essentially an undercover intelligence officer.
A good one, too. Cyrus followed every trail for clues, Sherlock Holmes style. His father had passed away years ago, but he had a couple of documents and his mother's account to work with. In the end, Cyrus Copeland did find answers to his questions. He wrote about it all in a new book called Off the Radar, A Father's Secret, A Mother's Heroism, and A Son's Quest. But Cyrus says it was only after writing the book that he realized he was, in fact, after something much deeper.
In the process of finding out the answer about whether or not my father was CIA, we came to realize that the answer to that question was almost inconsequential. It ended up being a tool for my realizing something larger and getting to know my father in a way which, quite frankly, I didn't know him as well when he was alive.
The book reads just like a spy thriller. And as for the answer to was he or wasn't he, I can neither confirm nor deny. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.
You can read an excerpt from Cyrus Copeland's book on our website, PRI.org. This is The World.